Item 13, review 26-1 and 26-2 utility extension projects to provide sewer and water service to Connellsville in the town of Port Washington. Roger.
All right, well, I'll turn this over to Aaron from Kapoor, but essentially he's going to give us an overview of our next sewer and water project that we have coming and sort of our impacts that's going to create with the area.
Good evening, everybody.
Are you able to bring this up, Eric?
Yep. Thanks, Roger. Again, I'm Aaron Groh with Kapoor & Associates. Been here a few times talking in front of the group here tonight, so thanks for having me. So right now we are complete with our design plans for the next phase to extend utilities to the north for Connellsville and also to serve the Vantage site. Those two projects are 26-1 and 26-2. Two of the key parts of this are that we still are in discussions with PSC for approval. Water main, PSC governs water main, and specifically if there is water main that has at least 3 miles of length or longer, which this project has. So we are still in the process of, we've had a couple meetings with PSC, we've had several clarifications, questions and answers going back and forth with them, and we have not gotten all the answers that we need to verify that we can move forward with this project and submit to PSC accordingly. So that is one item that is going to drive the schedule for these projects. With that being said, this is basically very similar presentation to what I provided before. A month or two ago. So this first project is 26-1. There's 10,000 feet of water main, 5,000 feet of sanitary sewer. It's along Highland Drive, Mink Ranch Road, and then on County Trunk Highway KW up to about where the boat storage facility is. Also will provide sanitary and water laterals to Connellsville per the agreement between the city and the town. And we're estimating at just under $8 million for the construction costs, and you add 20% engineering contingencies in there, it brings it up to about 9.4. Our schedule still is hoping to shoot for late June or early July, with construction considering in late July or early August. As I just mentioned before, with these projects, PSC permitting is still an item that is driving the schedule, and until we can identify the permit process with PSC, we are in a holding pattern until we get that approval. Traffic control detours routes is another item as far as how we broke this project into different phases, and then we also wanted to identify attractive sized projects to bring a lot of bidders to these two jobs, 26-1 and 26-2. We don't want to put out such a large project that you only have two or three bidders. We want to have normal sized contracts that we think we can attract 10 or 15 different contractors that can put out really competitive prices. Okay, so 26-2, very similar. So this is 11,000 feet of water main. It's only water main, and it's on KW and Lake Drive from the boat storage facility north to Lake Drive and then east to the main entrance onto the Vantage project. Also add water main services along KW and to other parcels that are within the town. This will provide a secondary feed, a redundancy. So what Roger was just speaking about before, redundancy is a key component to engineering. And this is one of the main reasons why we want to provide the water to the north side of the project site for redundancy reasons. This estimated cost is $5 million for construction. But if you add the engineering contingencies at about 20%, it brings us up to just over $6 million. This schedule similar, June or early July to bid out, and advertise with construction. This section of water is just water main, and this is completely driven to the by the schedule of PSC. So instead of maybe starting this in July or August, we don't expect this project to start until at least October. Water main we would expect to be installed by directional drilling. The PSC permits, as I mentioned before. The reason why we want to add directional drilling as the construction methods is because it's quicker, and it will also reduce the impacts to traffic in the businesses and the properties that are along KW. It's smaller work zones, and it'd just be easier for traffic to get around while they're working within KW. So this is a layout of proposed detours and work zones in the first phase of 26-1. So this is when we start up. We expect to start up in the intersection of H and Mink Ranch Road. We'll have to shift traffic onto County Trunk Highway H, just southbound lanes only, so only in one direction. A detour will also go onto County Trunk B to H, and also on A to LL. We've met with the county, city staff, and Kapoor. We met with the county to make sure that they were in agreement with these routes, and these routes, they concurred with us to do this. One of the things that we discussed was, well, could we maybe have a detour route on B up to A on the left side instead of having the yellow route that we show, which is on LL and County Trunk Highway A? We have to have the detour on LL and A for numerous phases, and therefore we felt just from a consistency standpoint for those that are driving out here, if we change the detours back and forth and back and forth, it's going to get confusing. So even though maybe it'll be a little bit longer detour route, we just feel it's better for those that are, that live in the area, so it's a consistent detour route, all right? The roads that are under construction will remain open to local traffic only, so that's key. So we still can get on the traffic, the construction routes when we're working on Highland or Mink Ranch or KW. And then on this first little section here on Mink Ranch and the I-43 crossing, we'll also be working on extending our concrete and asphalt pavement that's going to be coordinated with the next phase. If you could go to the next sheet, please. Thank you. So this is on Highland Drive. So we will be connecting to where we ended the current construction project that just finished, which is just on Highland Drive, just on the north side of the bridge on Highland Lane. So we'll connect to that point and then extend to County Trunk Highway H and the intersection of KW. We'll stop just short of KW and H to allow that section of road to remain open to traffic. We also want to make sure with the phasing of this that we are cognizant of the garbage drop-off for the town and then also for the local restaurant that's right at this intersection. So that's one of the reasons why we wanted to stay short of KW and H to be able to allow traffic to get in and out of those areas during construction. And then this detour would be route through County Trunk Highway LL and A. Next phase, so this is the third and final phase for 26-1. So this is extending up KW and also a little bit of an extension on County Trunk Highway H. So we're completing everything else that's within that within the project scope, extending up to the boat storage facility. And then we also will extend several hundred feet up County Trunk Highway H this season. So then the following season, if you remember our five-year outlook, County Trunk Highway H is anticipated to be constructed in 2028. And we want to be completely out of that busy intersection with County Trunk H and County Trunk KW. We don't want to be in that intersection 2 years in a row. So we plan on extending about 200 or 300 feet north into H, get outside of the concrete pavement. The concrete pavement and where that ends is where we would end our project. The northbound lanes of County Trunk Highway H would be closed during this process. And so anybody that's coming from the city proper running up will be as a detour on County Trunk Highway LL to A. Again, will the roads under construction remain open to local traffic? And then we also want to make sure that we're cognizant of the restaurant that's on the intersection for this third phase of 26-1. Lastly is 26-2. So this is just the water main only on County Trunk Highway KW and on Lake Drive. The detour is on LL and A to the right in the yellow that you see. As I noted before, we expect to have this directionally drilled, and then wherever there's hydrants, which is about every 600 feet, there'll be an open cut within the road. So we expect to have the majority of the road to remain as is. As they install the water main, they'll cut open a location for where the hydrant is and then continue on. So we're trying to make sure that we minimize the amount of impacts to the residents and the business owners along KW. We're also, you know, specifying that when one project is going on, 26-1, we can't be working in KW on 26-2. So our specifications are written in such a way that one job needs to finish before the other one starts. So we don't have two contractors working on KW at the same time. Again, we're trying to be as cognizant as we can to the business owners and the residents along KW.
Just a question. Wouldn't it be preferable, though, to have them both working simultaneously so we can have a shorter closure on KW?
Well, part of that also is driven by the PSC approval, which we expect that we won't get on this leg on 26-2, and therefore this section likely won't start up until October. So part of that has to do with that, plays a role into this too.
Yeah, I hate to see us close it, open it for a week, and then close it again.
Understood. Yes, we'll be very cognizant of working with both. Assuming that we have two different contractors that win these awards, we'll work with them to try and make sure that we minimize those changes. There's some things that you can't avoid, but point taken. Yeah. Yes. Also, we identified that during warm weather, we'll use asphalt patching, and if it gets to cold weather, we're requiring them to use concrete patching. One other thing is that we're specifying to minimize potential risk or overruns to the city. We're anticipating that all this work would occur, 26-1 would occur yet all in the 26. 26-2 may trickle into the year 2027. If that's the case, our specifications are saying is that contractor, we don't expect for them to work from the time frame of December 15th to March 15th. And if they so choose, they can do so at their own risk and at no additional cost to the city. Therefore, no change orders for cold weather applications or things of that nature. So we expect them no work from December to February to March. However, we would allow them if they wanted to do it, again, at no additional cost to the city. And I think that is the final sheet. Any questions?
Yeah, on the detour route running on LL as opposed to B, do we have any concern about, especially when Lake and LL will be closed for that project, that all of the construction traffic is going to also be accessing the site from east off of LL?
Yes.
Would it, in that case, be better to have that detour on B so that it is not sharing the roads with all the construction traffic? Other than, of course, when you get up to A, you're going to have an intersection with construction traffic.
There are multiple reasons why we chose that. We also were looking at, you know, there's a tight angle on B and H as well. And if you ran the detour with some of these tight angles, we also consideration of when the county, part of this work is county work, where the detours need to be done through county roads, right? So Willow Road might be a good application to have a detour, but we really can't if we have some of the county projects going on. Willow County is going to be paving on some of this. So those all played into it. We also coordinated these with the Vantage design team, specifically Grafe, and they're the ones that I looked at improving all the intersections and coordinating the traffic signals, temporary traffic signals that are planned for the intersection with I-43. And we bounced all of these off of them and made sure that it worked with their plans, and they felt that this would work as well.
So we don't need to take any extraordinary measures at Lake and LL just by having all the traffic piling up there during construction, other than right now where we have sheriff's deputies out directing traffic twice a day.
Well, there will be traffic alleviated because right now Highland Drive does not have any access to construction traffic as we were completing that work. Mm-hmm. We're about a week to 2 weeks from that all being complete. And at that point in time, the Vantage team will open the southern entrance off of Highland Drive. So about half the trucks and equipment that are coming now to Lake, half of them now will be coming up the south side on Highland Drive. So it will alleviate a lot of the pressure that you have at both KW and LL at Lake Drive. So that's probably going to be the biggest impact of being able to open up the access point off of Highland Drive.
All right. Any other questions? Yes.
Have you spoken to Johnson Bus Company? Are we concerned about school kids and...
Yes. So we've spoken with them, and we also have it written out to our specifications that we will be coordinating with them, and we will discuss... The contractor will be required to meet with Johnson Bus once we have a preliminary schedule put together, and we can talk with them as far as what the best routes are, if they need to go north, if they need to go south. So, yes, that is written into our contract specifically that the contractor has to meet with Johnson Bus to make sure that they are able to proceed business-wise as they should.
Yeah, because we don't want to hear stories about how they're an hour late for school.
Yes, we understood.
Thank you.
Who is primarily responsible for sharing this out to the community? Because, you know, most people aren't going to watch Public Works meetings. So, there's this construction updates website on the Vantage DC Lighthouse campus. Do you guys have anything to do with that, or is that Vantage themselves? Because the last update on here was from April.
So Vantage has their own updates. I don't know, Roger, if you have any more to add to that. They're doing their own updates.
Vantage does their own updates, but we are planning on doing a PIM meeting with the town, public information meeting, specifically Johnson Bus, Piers Restaurant, Great Lakes Boat, Alan Edmonds got an operation in there. Just... So that we could, you know, kind of have the same meeting discussion that we're having here.
But. Yeah, and I do apologize. That was one of the key points I wanted to mention today, and I forgot. Yeah, we are planning on scheduling a PIM prior to any sort of road work construction.
I just think if they could keep this construction updates website a little bit more updated with so people know what to expect ahead of time would be.
So we can share, I can certainly share this information with Vantage and ask for them to add it to their site. That would be, I would assume that they would be fine with doing that.
Thank you.
This is probably more of a question for Rob and Roger, but since the project is gonna be putting in curb stops for future water connections, are we doing any marketing at all to those property owners that they are going to be aware that they can connect to city water? Because, we probably don't want it happening simultaneously with the project, but the curb stop will be there, it'll be easy for them to continue. Just want to make sure that they're all aware so that they can start making those connections and we can produce a little bit of water revenue off of those areas.
Well, Roger can add, we haven't done it, but I know the town chairman has gone door to door to inform everyone.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, good. All right, any other comments or questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.